This is Garland Robinson with Questions and Answers. Since the word gambling is not mentioned in the Bible, is it really wrong? The dictionary defines gambling as to play a game of chance for money or other stakes, to wager money or other stakes on uncertain outcome, to expose something of value to risk or hazard in the advantage of gain. One of the simple definitions of gambling would be that desiring the possession or prize of another, the gambler creates a risk, that of losing his own prize or possession, in an attempt through chance to gain the possession of another, and not giving anything really in exchange. It is really a greedy desire to have what belongs to someone else. Gambling also takes many forms. It could be in the form of card games. People could roll dice, play numbers, betting on elections or sporting events, buying sweepstakes tickets. It could be in the playing of lotteries, playing slot machines, punch boards. You can gamble with bingo, and a lot of people do when they're playing for money or prizes. Buying raffle tickets, matching for copes, even pitching pennies. You can actually make gambling in about anything you do. Also, whether you're gambling or not does not depend upon the amount you're risking. It may be $5,000 or $5. It may be 50 cents or 1 cent. The principle is the same. The only difference is the amount that is involved. Jesus said a tree is known by its fruits. Matthew chapter 7 and verse 15. That is, when you walk up to a tree, if it has apples on it, it's an apple tree. If it has pears on it, it's a pear tree, or so on. The parallel is that way in life. When you see the fruits, you see what an incident bears. When you see what comes as a result of it, then you can tell what kind of tree it is, whether it's a good tree or a bad tree. Well, what are the fruits of gambling? We need to recognize that the fruits of gambling are corrupt from the very beginning. Gambling conflicts with Bible principles from beginning to end. There are at least six major areas that we're going to mention here. For one, gambling violates the principle of earning a living through righteous means. We're told that we need to do that in Ephesians 4 and verse 28, providing things honest in the sight of all men. Number two, gambling violates the principle of loving your neighbor as yourself. Matthew chapter 7 and verse 12, we're to do unto others as we'd have them to do unto us. Number three, gambling violates the principles of shunning the very appearance of evil. Romans chapter 12 and verse 9 and 1 Thessalonians 5 and verse 22. Number four, gambling violates Christian stewardship. That is, using the money that we have or the possessions we have in a rightful and lawful way and not squandering that which we have. Number five, gambling violates the principle of showing a Christ-like attitude. Number six, gambling violates the principle of God's plan for the home. When we're to rear our children, bring them up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord, provide for them and take care of them, not pilfer and squander and use that which we would have for the family on some of the means. Then we need to recognize that gambling is a greedy desire to get something for nothing at the expense of someone else. It's not an innocent pastime. It's not simply a fundraiser. The Bible identifies it as covetousness. Colossians 3 and verse 5 says, covetousness is idolatry, and idolatry is a sin, and sin causes you to be lost. So gambling in any form is wrong. It's sinful. It's not from God. It's not given by God. It's not authorized by God. It stands condemned by God. So the question is, are you guilty of gambling? If you are, there's hope for you. You can be forgiven if you'll sincerely repent of it by obedience to the gospel. If you believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, repent of that and all of your sins. Confessing faith in Christ, you can be baptized for the forgiveness of sins. Why not obey the gospel today and stay away from gambling?
This has been Garland Robinson with Questions and Answers. Join us again.